Ash and Pikachu have traveled to the Paldea region to discover what it truly means to be a Pokemon Master. After capturing a Nimble and beginning his treasure hunt, we now explore what if Ash battled Katie in my Scarlet and Violet anime series.
Won't give up until we find something to treasure.
Episode 13. On the way to Cortando, Ash and Nimona do some intense training. Remembering their encounter with the explorers, Liquid Roy wants to get stronger, and asks for training as well. Ash helps Roy for Coco Master Ember, advising Roy to believe in his partner. Inspired by this, Roy starts to sing to Fuecoco, boosting its morale and helping it properly learn Ember. Nimona, on the other hand, trains Liquid Sprigatito to improve its speed, leading to Sprigatito to learn acrobatics. Liquid Roy decide to test their skills in a terror raid, so Ash and Nimona join them to find the terror crystal, leaving Arvin, Penny, and Dot to prepare lunch. The group finds a 3-star Terra Crystal, with a Terra Water Paldean Wooper. Ash and Nimona take a supportive role, while Liquid and Roy do most of the battling. Wooper uses Mud Shot, followed by Poison Tail to do damage, but Sprigatito counters with acrobatics. Roy and Fuecoco follow up with Ember, burning Wooper. After Wooper's boosted Water Pulse, Liquid decides to Terrastalize Sprigatito, who uses a powerful Leafage to defeat Wooper, allowing Liquid to catch it. Ash and Nimona are proud of Liquid and Roy's progress. The episode ends with Nimona celebrating by challenging them to a battle right away, not giving them a chance to rest. Episode 14. While the others are battling, Arvin continues to make lunch, with Penny and Dot assisting with the preparations. Realizing they're near the Grand Olive Orchard, Arvin wants to make some olive oil, so he leaves Penny and Dot to go find some olives. At the orchard, there's commotion as wild Pokemon are fleeing from a tremor, leading to a terrified Smoliv to bump into Arvin. The culprit is a Rock Terra Diglett who's disturbing the habitat, so Arvin decides to protect the Smoliv. Diglett uses Dig, while Arvin commands Quaxly to dodge and use Water Gun. Diglett then uses Bulldoze, slowing down Quaxly, but it remains tough and follows with Wing Attack, but it's not very effective. Diglett then traps it with Rock Tomb and prepares to finish it off with Dig. At the last second though, Arvin commands Low Kick, weakening Diglett, and then Quaxly uses Water Gun to fend it off. Smoliv is grateful to Arvin, and Arvin is happy to have helped. He then collects the olives he needs and returns to the group. Arvin works hard to make the olive oil, and eventually Ash and the others return hungry. Arvin then adds the olive oil to the sandwiches, which everyone loves. Suddenly, the Smoliv that Arvin saved returns, attracted by the scent of the olive oil. It seems to have taken a liking to Arvin and his food, so Arvin decides to catch it. Episode 15. The gang arrives in Cortando, just in time for the Olive Harvest Festival. Ash and Roy are eager to face Katie, and after some advice from Nimona, they decide Roy should challenge her first, so Ash can observe her battling style. Before the battle, Arvin suggests visiting Katie's patisserie Soapberry. They enjoy the bakery's famous pastries, and unexpectedly reunite with Jessalyn and Jamie, who are working there part-time. There seems to be some tension between them and Ash, but they eventually calm down once Katie arrives. She recognizes Ash as the new gym inspector, and Roy as her challenger for the Terrastal assessment. Katie's excited to battle them both, but needs to finish festival preparations first. Arvin volunteers the group to help, however, leading to a fun baking montage. Their teamwork pleases Katie, and she eventually has the time to accept Roy's challenge. The Terrastal assessment is a one-on-one battle where trainers must use Terrastalization for the entire match. Katie sends out Tarantula, and Roy sends out Fuecoco. They immediately Terrastalize their Pokemon. Roy chants his song, encouraging Fuecoco to use Ember, but Tarantula dodges and counters with Headbutt, causing Fuecoco to flinch. Katie then tries to slow Fuecoco with String Shot, but Fuecoco's clear amulet protects it. Taking advantage of Katie's surprise, Roy commands Ember, dealing super effective damage. Roy is proud to be able to use his first treasure in battle. Katie retaliates with Skitter Smack, and then quickly makes Tarantula flee, dodging Fuecoco's Ember. It then uses Circle Throw. Roy grows impatient and starts spamming Embers, while Tarantula uses String Shot to swing and dodge. With Roy getting upset, Ash reminds him to trust his partner. Calmed by Ash's words, Roy starts to chant to Fuecoco once again. And then he commands Fuecoco to use Bite, bringing down Tarantula. Katie orders another Skitter Smack, but Roy has Fuecoco use Ember from behind. Both moves hit, leaving Fuecoco and Tarantula exhausted. They then go for a final tackle and Headbutt Collision, knocking both Pokemon out. The battle is a draw. Roy is disappointed that he couldn't win. However, Katie praises him for demonstrating a strong bond with Fuecoco and passes him on his basic test. Everyone celebrates Roy's achievement, and next up, Ash prepares to face Katie. Episode 16. Before the battle, Ash is reunited with Gita, who's here to explain how gym inspections work. She says the goal is to test the gym leader's full strength to see if they can provide a challenge to trainers for the champion assessment. She then gives Ash his official inspector badge and wishes him luck. At the gym, Ash uses his badge to properly challenge Katie. Her rules are a 3-on-3. However, Ash only has 2 usable Pokemon. This worries his friends, but Ash has been eager for a challenge. The battle starts with Pikachu versus Spidox, the evolution of Tarantula. Pikachu uses Iron Tail, but Spidox defends with Silk Trap, covering Pikachu in threads. Ash then commands Thunderbolt, but Pikachu is too slow, and Spidox hits it with Skitter Smack. Ash recalls Pikachu, and sends out Nimble. Katie is surprised, but Ash advises her not to underestimate them. Nimble uses Bug Buzz as a diversion, and while Spidox blocks it, Nimble lands Double Kick. Spidox counters with Aerial Ace, causing heavy damage. Nimble retaliates with Tackle, but gets caught in Silk Trap. Katie then orders another Aerial Ace, almost defeating Nimble, but it activates its Swarm ability and uses a powerful Bug Buzz to break free. Ash then terrestrializes Nimble and commands it to use a boosted Double Kick to counter Aerial Ace. The battle is close, but in the end, Spidox is defeated. Katie's impressed with Nimble's strength and endurance, and Ash gives credit to Nimona for being such an intense training partner. Katie then sends out Vespiquen. Ash switches back to Pikachu and commands Thunderbolt, but Vespiquen uses Defend Order to weaken the blow. Pikachu then uses Iron Tail, while Vespiquen counters with Power Jump. With Pikachu pushed back, Vespiquen follows with Attack Order. Pikachu uses Thunderbolt, but Vespiquen dodges and continues to unleash Attack Order to disorient Pikachu, but Ash commands him to protect himself with Electroweb. Pikachu then charges through with Quick Attack, trapping Vespiquen in the Electroweb, and uses a point-blank Thunderbolt to defeat it. Katie's last Pokemon is Ursaring. Since it's a normal type, Ash switches back to his terrifying Nimble. Ash prepares to attack, but Katie terrestrializes Ursaring into a bug type, making it resist Double Kick. Ursaring then uses Scary Face to slow down Nimble. Ash commands Bug Buzz, but Ursaring outspeeds it with Play Rough, and despite Nimble's efforts, it faints. Ash is now down to Pikachu. Pikachu starts with Iron Tail, but Ursaring slows it down with Scary Face. Ash then commands Thunderbolt, but it's countered by High Horsepower. Pikachu tries Electroweb, but it's outsped by Play Rough. Pikachu breaks free with a paralyzing Thunderbolt, but this activates Ursaring's Guts ability. Katie then commands a powerful High Horsepower, knocking Pikachu down. Ash and Pikachu refuse to give up, however, unleashing Pikachu's power up. Katie is in shock, while Ash explains that this is their partner power. Ursaring uses High Horsepower, while Ash commands Pikachu to use Quick Attack, which turns into Zippy Zap. Ash is surprised to see them move again, but realizes this might be due to their partner power. Ursaring retaliates with High Horsepower, and Pikachu responds with Iron Tail. Both Pokemon are pushed back, but Pikachu quickly follows with Zippy Zap. Ash then tells Pikachu to finish with Pika Pa Pow. Ursaring outspeeds him, landing a powerful Bug Terra Blast. However, Pikachu withstands it and defeats Ursaring with Pika Pa Pow. Katie congratulates Ash, who compliments her on her skills. The episode ends with Ash's friends, especially Nimona, praising him for the win, and Geeta being impressed with Ash and Pikachu's progress. Episode 17. The gang is enjoying the Olive Harvest Festival, and Liko suggests making a Nidoking video about it. Dot is hesitant, but the group encourages her. Once in costume, however, Dot becomes much more confident, while Liko gets nervous around her. Nidoking decides to feature everyone's partner Pokemon for better viewership, and the group agrees to lend their Pokemon, except for Penny, who's reluctant. Dot knows that Penny has a rare Eevee, but respects her decision. Throughout the day, Nidoking films the festival with everyone's Pokemon, attracting the attention of Jesse and James, who now plan to steal them. The group fight back, but James's Pincurchin uses self-destruct, scattering everyone and their Pokemon. The Pokemon stick together, however Meowth is also with them, but agrees to behave after seeing Sprigatito. We then get a wacky montage of the Pokemon's journey. Pikachu and Quaxly struggle for leadership, Meowth flirts with Sprigatito, Rowlet protects the shy Cyndaquil, and Fuecoco causes trouble by stealing food, causing the group to get chased. They eventually end up at the western shore of Paldea, where Pikachu is recognized by the Pot of Finizen who once saved him. They offer to help by giving them a ride along the river that reaches Cortundo, where they reunite with their trainers. Ash thanks Finizen for helping him again, and after they leave, Team Rocket returns. But Geeta and Katie help easily defeat them. Dot records this and includes it in her video, which ends up performing well, and she thanks the group for letting her use their Pokemon. The next day, before leaving Cortundo, the group faces a choice. Search for the Titan, or tackle the nearby star base. Ash decides they should split up, as he doesn't want to get everyone involved with his Team Star trouble. Arvin agrees, as this allows him to prioritize the Arbor Mystica. The group go their separate ways for now, but promise to reunite soon. Dodd stays behind, however, wanting to support Ash and Penny because of how much they support her.